Good day, students. Welcome to economics class. My name is Mr. Chimeze Ehilebu, teaching at All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. This class is for SS1. Today's topic is channels of distribution. Channels of distribution. Before I continue, I want to advise you that you should not copy verbatim from the textbooks. Use your own words in any of my assignments. Read and understand the points that are given. And if you didn't understand any, ask questions. Look for a quiet place in your house and listen attentively to the audio clips, or take your textbooks and read the various topics you have treated. Then close the textbooks and ask yourselves some questions about what you've just read. This is what we call studying. Now take your pen and notebook and jot some salient points on what we are going to learn now. As I said earlier, today's topic is channels of distribution for SS1 class. The contents of this lesson include 1. Definition of channels of distribution or chain of distribution. 2. Process of distribution. 3. Roles of government agencies in product distribution in Nigeria. 4. Roles of cooperative societies in product distribution. 5. Problems of distribution and ways of improvement. Introduction. In economics, we normally say that production is not regarded as complete until the finished goods have reached the final consumers. So we want to study the different stages from the time commodities are manufactured to the last stage when it gets to the consumers. Now let's go back to the first one, which is definition of channels of distribution or chain of distribution. The channel or chain of distribution refers to the various stages or channels through which finished goods are moved from the manufacturers or producers to the final consumers. It is the path through which the ownership of products is transferred as it moves from the producer to the final consumers. A normal chain of distribution can be outlined as follows. The first stage there is the manufacturer or the producer, then followed by the wholesaler, then the retailer, and lastly, the consumers. 2. Another subtopic is the process of distribution. The process of distribution. The process of distribution of goods involves all human and physical means which aid the smooth transfer of such goods from the manufacturer to the final consumers. Goods normally pass from the hands of manufacturers or producers through a number of middlemen. And such middlemen, they are the wholesalers and retailers, before such goods reach the final consumers. The process of distribution involves the following. A. Middlemen. Middlemen are agents involved in the distribution of goods from the manufacturers to the final consumers. The middlemen are the wholesalers and retailers. B. transportation. And transportation may be through air, land, or by water. For example, we know about aeroplanes, ship, cars, lorries, and train. C. Advertisement. Advertisement. This is the process of creating awareness in the minds of the public about the existence of a product. Goods are advertised by radio, television, newspaper, and magazines. D. Warehousing. Warehousing. Warehousing is a process that ensures that goods produced are stored until they are needed. Now, let's move on to the main subtopic there. The first one there, as we saw earlier, under the chain of distribution is the manufacturer or the producer. Now, the manufacturer combines the factors of production to produce goods and services which satisfy the wants of consumers. The manufacturer is the one who creates utility, and without him, no production will take place, and consumers' wants will not be satisfied. The next one is the wholesaler. The wholesaler. A wholesaler is a middleman who purchases goods in large quantities from the manufacturer and he sells in small quantities to the retailers. Functions of the wholesaler to the manufacturer. Functions of the wholesaler to the manufacturer. Now, what are the functions of the wholesaler to the manufacturers? The first one is that he buys in bulk from the manufacturer. That is, the wholesaler buys in bulk, in large quantity, from the manufacturer, and then sells in small quantities to the retailer. Two, he finances manufacturers by making prompt payments or advance payments for the goods they want to purchase. Three, the wholesaler also provides the necessary information to the manufacturer regarding the retailers and consumers' views about the products. Four, the wholesaler also provides warehousing facilities in order to get rid of stockpiling at the production point. Five, advertising. Advertising. The wholesaler helps in carrying out product advertising and sales promotion, thereby creating awareness for the products. Okay, now let's look at the functions of the wholesaler to the retailer. The functions of the wholesaler to the retailer. A. The wholesaler allows the retailers to stock varieties of goods because the retailers buy from different manufacturers. B. The wholesaler also allows the retailers to buy on credit and pay later. The retailers can buy on credit and later they now remit the money to the wholesaler. C. The wholesaler can advise the retailer about new developments in the market. D. The wholesaler buys large stock of goods and breaks it into small quantities in order to sell to the retailers. And lastly, but not the least, E. The wholesaler also puts finishing touches to production by grading, branding, or repackaging of products before selling to the retailers. Now, we have looked at the functions of the wholesaler to both the retailers and the manufacturers. Let's now take a look at the the retailer. A retailer may be defined as a trader who buys goods in small quantities from the wholesaler and sells in bits or units to the final consumers. Now, types of retail trade. Types of retail trade. A small retailers. The small retailers. Small retailers include those people like the hawkers, the street vendors, peddlers, market and pavement stall holders, and also the small shops. And they carry on business on a small scale, and also they have lower overheads. Very little capital is required to operate this type of business. Hawkers, vendors, and peddlers move about with their wares. B, the large retailers. The large retailers. Large retailers carry on business on a large scale. Let's take a look at the examples of the large retailers. One of such examples is the department stores. Department stores. This is a collection of shops under one roof with ownership of each shop or department specializing in selling a special range of goods. In each department, specific types of articles are sold. The department could specialize in textile, electronics, books, and stationery, or furniture, and also food, etc. Each shop or department is headed by a manager who is responsible to the general manager. Examples are Leventis store, Kingsway store, and also GB Olivant, etc. B, chain stores or multiple stores. Chain stores or multiple stores. This is a group of shops, essentially the same type, that are centrally owned with some degree of centralized control of operation and selling the same range of products. It operates multiple outlets, which are scattered all over the country, while the head office supplies goods to the branches. And an example of multiple shop is the Bata Shoe Company, which has branches in many towns. C, supermarkets. Supermarkets. These are self-service shops. Self-service shops. Goods are neatly and conspicuously arranged on shelves, and they have marked prices. That is, those goods, they have different prices that are fixed on them. Baskets are usually provided for the customers to collect goods which they want to buy. Now, there are other types of retail trading, such as variety stores, discount houses, and mail order, etc. Now, let's look at the functions of a retailer. Functions of a retailer. One, the retailer sells in small quantities to consumers. He sells in small quantities to consumers. That is, the retailer buys in small quantities from the wholesalers and now sell in units to the customers. Two, the retailer provides after-sales services. The retailer provides after-sales services. The retailer sometimes helps to deliver and install goods such as television, refrigerators, repairs, and also maintenance services to the customers. Three, the retailer sometimes gives his reliable customers credit facilities, and this is to enable customers enjoy goods without payment immediately. 4. The retailer also enables the customer to have a whole range of or variety of goods, that is different goods that such a customer may be able to sell. Then 5, the retailer gives information to the wholesaler and manufacturer on what the consumers require. Now let's look at the last agent under the distributive trade, which is the customer or the consumer. The consumer is the ultimate buyer of the commodities produced by the manufacturer or the producer. And without him, that is without the consumer, there would be no producers or products, and there will be no wholesalers or retailers. The existence of wholesalers, retailers, and producers in the chain of distribution is totally dependent on the demand of the consumers. Yes, those points are not exhausted, but I gave 5 there. Later, students should look out for more examples under that one. Let's go to another subtopic, which is government agencies for product distribution in Nigeria. That is, what are the government agencies for product distribution in Nigeria? This is just talking about the fact that government set up some agencies in order to carry out distribution of products in Nigeria. Now, in order to remove some of the bottlenecks associated with the distribution of commodities by private organizations and individuals, the government established its own distributive agencies. And such agencies are A, the Nigeria National Supply Company Limited, the Nigeria National Supply Company Limited, NNSC. This agency was set up in 1972 to supplement private efforts in product distributions. This agency is now, however, moribund. And when I say moribund, is now defunct. It's no more operating. B, marketing boards. Marketing boards. The government also set up several marketing boards to enhance the marketing of commodities in the country. C, that is another government agency that is set up for product distribution in Nigeria, is what we know as the River Basin Authorities. The River Basin Authorities. These were also set up to encourage large production and distribution of agricultural products. Let's go to another subtopic, which is roles of government in distribution of commodities in Nigeria. Roles of government in distribution of commodities in Nigeria. Students, don't forget that this one is different from the last one treated now. The last one was government agencies. That is those agencies that were set up in order to carry out distribution of any product. But this particular one now we are going to is the roles of government in distribution of commodities in Nigeria. That is, what are the functions that the government have to perform in making sure that products or commodities are being distributed effectively. Now, the first one, that is A, the provision of transport system. And this transport system is by road, rail, air, and water in order to move products from where they are produced to where they are needed. B, provision of storage facilities. Provision of storage facilities. This is to store certain products when they are in excess. C, control of prices. Control of prices. Government agencies buy goods in large quantities and then sell them to the consumers at controlled prices. D. Prevention of artificial scarcity. Prevention of artificial scarcity. Government agencies do this by releasing products from strategic reserves when it discovers that middlemen are hoarding some commodities. This eventually prevents artificial scarcity. Don't forget, earlier we learned about middlemen, and I told you that middlemen are the wholesalers and retailers. You know, these they help to increase the price of products or price of goods and services. So in most cases, other agents of distribution, they want to remove them from the way so that they will not serve as a bottleneck for prices of goods to increase. E, price stabilization. Price stabilization. Government agencies also stabilize prices in order to check inflation. Yes, in order to check inflation. And maybe by the time you get to SS2, we tell you what is inflation. Inflation is the continuous and persistent increases in the prices of goods and services. So just wait, hold on, later you learn about that one. Another aspect outline I want to look at here is the roles of cooperative societies. The roles of cooperative societies in the distributive trade. The roles of cooperative societies in the distributive trade. I'll first define what we know as cooperative society. A cooperative society is defined as a voluntary and business organization in which a group of individuals with common interest pool their resources together to promote the economic and welfare of their members in production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. And examples of such cooperative societies are the producers and the consumers cooperative societies. We also have what we call the credit and thrift cooperative societies. So they engage in the production of products either directly from the manufacturer or wholesalers, and they then sell to their members, that is the consumers, at reduced prices. What are the roles of cooperative societies in the distributive trade? The roles of cooperative societies in the distributive trade. 1. Cooperative societies help to fight hoarding by wholesalers and retailers by making sure that they stock lots of the commodities for use by members. That is, cooperative societies help to fight hoarding. When we talk about hoarding, hoarding is keeping goods out of existence, out of the public, so that when the scarcity, they will now bring it out in order to sell at high prices. B. The cooperative societies sell in small quantities to their members. That is, they buy in large quantity from wholesalers and then sell in bits to their members. Don't forget, we are looking at the roles of cooperative societies in the distributive trade. The next one is C. The cooperative societies grant credit facilities to members. That is, they grant credit facilities to their members. And this is to enable members enjoy goods without payment immediately. D. The cooperative societies also help to eliminate the activities of middlemen by buying their goods directly from manufacturers and selling them directly to the consumers, that is their members. You know, I told you earlier that producers, we want to bypass the middlemen, because these middlemen, they help to make the prices of commodities to rise. Another important factor under the rules of cooperative societies is the advice that they give to their members as well as to the manufacturers or the wholesalers. Now, let's go to the problems of distribution of commodities in West Africa. The problems of distribution of commodities in West Africa. And when we talk about West Africa, not only Nigeria is inclusive, but we are also looking at other African countries, because you know that all these countries are categorized as underdeveloped economies. They are underdeveloped economies. One of the problems of distribution of commodities in Nigeria and West Africa in general is the inadequacy of storage or warehousing facilities. Inadequate storage or warehousing facilities. And this is caused by lack of capital. And this makes perishable goods spoil. And this then leads to a waste of resources. Another problem of distribution of commodities in West Africa or in Nigeria is hoarding and speculation. Hoarding and speculation. When we talk about hoarding, hoarding is spelled H-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. H-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. Hoarding and speculation. In order to create artificial scarcity and increase prices, many sellers hoard their goods. Hoarding involves storing goods, even when there is a demand for them, in order to create an artificial scarcity. See, that's another point under problems of distribution of commodities. Inadequate infrastructural facilities. Inadequate infrastructural facilities. Facilities like telephone and electricity, which can help to facilitate processing and marketing of goods, are not adequate. Such are not adequate. That is, they are not enough. They are not enough in West Africa and Nigeria in particular. D, there is poor transportation network. Poor transportation network. The means of transportation, such as roads and railways, are poorly developed. That's why most of the goods will be very difficult to be transported to the areas where they are needed. And this is a very, very important problem for the distribution of a product from the rural to the urban areas. Then E, inadequate credit facilities. Inadequate credit facilities. Many West Africans lack adequate capital to carry on large-scale wholesaling and retailing. They also find it difficult to raise capital from commercial banks and other financial institutions because they cannot offer the necessary collateral securities. Another outline, ways of improvement of effective distribution and marketing of commodities in West Africa or Nigeria. Ways of improvement of effective distribution and marketing of commodities in West Africa or Nigeria in particular. This particular subheading is talking about how can we improve distribution of commodities, especially from the areas where they are produced to the areas where they are needed. Since I've told you earlier that production is not yet complete until those final goods or finished goods reach the consumers that needed them. So there should be an improvement. There should be an improvement of the distribution mechanism so that those people that need such goods will, at the end of the day, get such commodities. Now, some of the ways in which we can improve the distribution and marketing of commodities in Nigeria are: A, provision of storage facilities. Provision of storage facilities. This is to prevent wastage of goods and the scarce resources of a nation. Yes, there should be provision of storage facilities. You know, we have some perishable goods like the tomatoes and other goods that might not last for a long time. So such things need to be provided with some storage facilities so that when they are not needed, they will be stored till that time such goods will be needed. B, establishment of more marketplaces in rural areas to make goods easily available for purchase. That is, establishment of more marketplaces in rural areas to make goods easily available for purchase. Markets should be established in different rural areas so that those goods will reach those that need them in the rural areas. C, establishment of more marketing boards. The establishment of more marketing boards. This is to handle the distribution of certain agricultural products. D, formation of cooperative societies in order to help to buy commodities in bulk and also to sell to consumers at cheaper prices. Yes, cooperative societies should be formed, you know, in order to help to buy those commodities. They will buy them in bulk rather than in bit, and then they now sell, you know, in smaller quantities to the consumers at cheaper prices. All these and some of other points are some of the ways in which we can help to improve the effective distribution and marketing of commodities in Nigeria. Okay, students, now let me, before I stop here, let me quickly give you an assignment which you should try and submit on time. Assignment 1. The wholesaler is an undesirable element in the chain of distribution and should therefore be eliminated. I'll repeat what I said now. The wholesaler is an undesirable element in the chain of distribution and should therefore be eliminated. Explain and critically analyze the above statement. Explain and critically analyze the above statement. 2. Discuss the circumstances that may warrant the bypassing of the middleman. Discuss the circumstances that may warrant the bypassing of the middleman. Middleman, yes. 3. What functions do wholesalers perform for the final consumers? What functions do wholesalers perform for the final consumers? 4. What are the economic effects of the participation of a large number of middlemen in the distribution of goods in West Africa? What are the economic effects of the participation of a large number of middlemen in the distribution of goods in West Africa? And finally, What are the advantages of large scale retail outlets over small ones? What are the advantages of large scale retail outlets over small ones? Okay, I will stop here, hoping that you submit the assignment on time so that we move over to the next topic. Thank you very much. Bye.